Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, good morning. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. This ain't no ordinary worship. This ain't no ordinary Wednesday. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot, hot, hot breakfast for your soul, including live teaching, live prayer, and assigning you a daily task. I am Evangelist Roxy Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, and I have a hot word for you today. Our topic is three steps to an even better you. Glory. Three steps to an even better you. And we're in the book of Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 through 14. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you to tune in live with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern here on Blog Talk Radio by calling in at 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website at feelthefire.com. That's FEELDFIRE.com. But if you miss me live, follow the show so that the recording of this teaching will be text to you Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern. You can do that by texting the letters MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. That's MM to phone number 33222. And I welcome everyone who's live on the line right now. Well, you should have those Bibles ready. Let's go to the book of Philippians chapter 3. Verses 13 through 14, reading from the KJV. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Come on and give the Lord praise for his word. What is our topic for today? Say it with me right now. Three steps to an even better you. Now make this lesson personal to you. Repeat after me. Three steps to an even better me. Say it again. Three steps to an even better me. Praise the Lord. Now, some of us may be living our best lives right now, or what we consider to be our best lives. Some of us may not have yet attained what we want to be our best lives. And some of us at this point may be living in the valley or in, a depressed state of mind or state of being, or our lives may be in turmoil or chaos. But really, what I want you to know this morning is that no matter where you are in that spectrum that I just described, there's still more to life. There's still more to you than what you're living even right now. So we're going to deal with step one today, which will be part one. And over Thursday and Friday, we'll deal with steps two and three. So everyone say step one. Step one is understanding the fact that there is more to life than what you're living right now. I know that may sound elementary, but some people get so caught up in the regular routines of what's going on in their lives, even as I have done, that we forget that there is more than what we're doing right now. In Philippians 3, 13 and 14 that I just read unto you, the first thing you notice that the author said here was, I count not myself to have apprehended. In other words, I understand that I have not yet arrived. So that is the first step to living or making yourself into an even better you, is understanding that no matter how good life is right now, there's more than what you're living or experiencing. Come on and praise the Lord. Some of us, for example, may have at this point attained the professional credentials that we wanted in life. Some of us may be married and have happy marriages. Some of us may see that our children are doing well. Some of us may have a pension or retirement, and we have everything set in the bank. But you have to realize that every day that you live is another opportunity to expand yourself, to expand your territory, and to grow yourself and your legacy even more. If you have, you know, reached that doctorate or that PhD, then there's more to do with it than what you are doing right now. It may be that now you're going to expand into opening your own business or your own consulting, or if you're working for someone else, you're going to institute new projects that help to cement your legacy of the gifting and talents which God has placed in you. There is more to your professional life or your career than what you are living right now. And if you have not graduated high school, or, you know, maybe for whatever reasons you didn't graduate, then you go back and you get that GED. If you have an associate's, you go get a bachelor's. If you have a bachelor's, get a master's. If you have a master's, move forward. You have not yet arrived into the full development of all you can do nor be in your career. I count not myself to apprehend it, because step one, there's more to you than what you're living right now. In your marriage, or for those who are not married and you're desiring to be married, find what you can do to make the relationship or yourself, if you're not in a relationship, even better, even relatable. Do you need to spice up the romance? Can you spice up the quality time? Can you the me time? Can you laugh more? Can you take more time to stop and smell the roses? Can you make sure that you're going on some kind of vacation every year? If you say, well, Evangelist Rossi, I don't have money like that. A vacation doesn't even have to be outside of your city or your state all the time. There are so many natural wonders and parks and things that you can do in one day. There is more to your relationship, more to your marriage, more to just you even as a single person than what you are living right now. Even in your finances, if you say, I have a very good bank account, I have retirement set up, there's still more to what you're doing with your finances than you can do right now. There's more that you can establish for your children. Do you have life insurance? Do you have retirement? Is your home paid off? Are your vehicles paid off? Do you have enough emergency cash in the bank to take care of you for 6 months if you lost your job right now, or if your spouse lost his or her job right now? Do you have enough to send your kids or your grandkids through college? Do you see what I mean? There's always more to life, more to you, more to be experienced, more to be celebrated, more to be enjoyed than what you are living right now. 3 steps to an even better you. Step one is to first acknowledge the fact there's more, ooh, glory to me, than what I'm living right now. Make a decision to live your best you, to start focusing on all of these areas. As we get into December, I will start our last 30 days, the Remove All Clutter Challenge. I've changed it from 100 days because that's just too long for some of you. But I want you even now to just look at yourself. Is your health the best it can be? Is your relationship the best it can be? Is your career the best it can be? Is your ministry the best it can be? Is your marriage the best it can be? Are your children the best they can be? Is your own joy, your own internal happiness, your own equilibrium, is it the best that it can be? Is your career the best that it can be? Are you even taking enough me time? Are you sometimes cutting off the phone, cutting off the television, getting on social media and just spending time with the Lord, time with yourself? Are you living your best you? I guarantee you, you'll find there's more to you than what you're living right now. Come on and glorify the Lord. We have to go into prayer. Then I'm going to do the altar call and assign you our task for today. Father, we praise you. We glorify you. Our souls are happy. We've been provoked, Father, in a productive, good way to make sure that we understand and acknowledge the fact that there is so much more to us, so much more to our lives, so much more to our churches, our ministries, our finances, our health, our careers, our relationships, so much more to our own inner peace, our minds, so much more to our goals. Hallelujah, in what we're living right now. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to seek your face, to count not ourselves to have apprehended, to count not ourselves to have arrived, but every day be looking to see how we can expand our territory through the specific gifts, talents, callings, anointing, and purpose which you have placed in our lives. Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you, because we're going forth from today's morning motivation already an even better person, because we've gained the knowledge that there's more to our lives than what we're living right now. Now, Father, I ask that you bless everyone listening. Touch them, bless them, release them, Father. Send your anointing, send down your latter rain. This is their day, Father. Today is their day. Today is their day. Today is their day. Today is their day. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone listening say amen. Say thank you, Jesus. I'm moving forward into an even better me. Say it one more time. Thank you, Jesus. I'm moving forward into an even better me. Now keep on praising him as I give the altar call. For those who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I ask the forgiveness of my sin. I repent. I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and praise him, everybody. Say, thank you, Jesus, for an even better me. Say it again. Now, remember, go to church, go to Bible study, Sunday school. Make sure you're tuned in live with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. All of the call-in and tune-in information is on my website. You can also send me your testimonies and prayer requests there at feeldfire.com, FeeldFire.com. And make sure you text MM to phone number 33222 to follow the show. All right, our topic for today is three steps to an even better you, part one of step one. Acknowledge the fact that you have not yet arrived. Your task for today is to do everything you can to expand your territory, because there's more to life than what you're living right now. See you in the morning. Invite someone else to hear part two.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Kick defeat out the door.